This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready, willing, and able to go through the top stories of the week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine and the major domo there. A major, my major Michael Harrison is the major domo.
Domo,
yes. Stop being your domo. All right, so we have lots of things going on this week, Michael, as usual. So
let's
please do, let's go through the list, yes.
Okay, here we go. At number 10. Immigration reform tied with social media bias. At number 9, a two-way tie between the economy and the infrastructure. At number 8, one of the old chestnuts of our chart, climate change. At number 7, the San Jose mass shooting and gun control. At number 6, U.S.-China relations and U.S. foreign affairs. At number 5, claims of the 2020 election being fraudulent. That continues. Some people call it the big lie. Others call it penetrating investigation. And that's tied with voter legislation or voting legislation that's spreading around the country as GOP-controlled state houses emulate what happened in Georgia. At number 4, the Trump Organization is being investigated on criminal charges or criminal allegations by the New York State Attorney General and the Southern District Attorney. At number 3, we have race relations, police reform, anti-Semitism, and Asian hate crimes dominating the third position. At number 2, we have a debate over the January 6th commission. The GOP doesn't want to do it. The Democrats do, and it's all hung up. And at number 1, COVID-19 remains on the top spot, its origins, its vaccines, and its long-term symptoms. On the People Survey, we have at number 10, Xi Jinping. We have Alexander Lukashenko of the whole Russia and its neighbors dispute. We have Vladimir Putin at number 9. We have Cyrus Vance Jr. at 8. We have George Floyd at 7. It's a year since he's been killed. At number 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Kevin McCarthy. Mitch McConnell's at 5. Donald Trump's at 4. Rochelle Walensky is at 3. Dr. Tony Fauci and Rand Paul at number 2. That little skirmish continues. And Joe Biden, the president, he's at number 1. And there you go. Another week. Another week that was.
I'm looking forward to, and I'm not a sports fan, but I'm looking forward to the day when we'll be able to put sports, some sort of sports, in the top 10. Because that used to be before we had all this huzzarai. It was something that I learned from, basically, because I'm not a sports fan. But I kind of want to know, because I like to think of myself as a reasonably intelligent discusser, an articulator, if you will, conversationalist. And you and that positioning on the countdown forced me into knowing something that I probably otherwise wouldn't know or pay much attention to.
We don't really do the survey to fit, you know,
I know
your interests. But
Darren, what's the problem? Why is that?
but it's interesting you bring that up, because sports are still being talked about in talk radio. It's just that we pivoted into an era about 2 years ago where the issues, the consequences of the issues and the complexity and speed at which they fly across the airwaves into and out of our brains has so intensified that we're looking more microscopically at the news talk stories that are being discussed on news talk radio than some of the ones that stray a bit away from it, which includes sports talk. Like, hey, that was quite a game. Did you catch those Yankees last night? You know, that's not as prominent an influence on what's happening in America via these media. So, but it's still being talked about. Sports is still a big subject in terms of this conversation.
Let me get that was not a question that was vapid or was casual. It was brought about because of the one of the two new hosts that's going to be on the Premier Network that used to have the Limbaugh show on from noon to 3 Eastern time. Now they've announced they're going to fill that time slot with two hosts, one of them fairly significant talk host, doing traditional talk stuff, right-wing talk stuff. But then the other guy is a sports guy. And Limbaugh used to talk, you know, he was a sports fan, so he used to talk about sports. But it seems interesting, and I wonder if you'd like to comment on the possibility that what goes on in that time, the focus on certain issues will expand somewhat because of the hiring or the moving around. I guess, no, this guy wasn't at Fox. He was at Fox before. Tell us what you think, because a lot of people are going to be interested in your thoughts about these people in this important time slot.
Well, my thoughts are that it depends on how many stations carry them. if you're on during an important time slot, but you're not being carried by many stations, you're not that important. Rush Limbaugh was carried by a record number of stations, and now that block has disintegrated or fractionalized. There are a lot of different hosts on the radio between noon and 3 p.m. Eastern time. Some of them are syndicated by other syndicators. Some of them are the syndication company now that is continuing with this new two-man show. And others have gone to local hosts. So time will tell. I'm not going to comment on how it's going to be because it hasn't really started. It's just starting,
right.
Let them do it. You know, who am I to, you know, I try not to talk about things that have yet to happen unless I'm really clear. Here's what I think might happen. And I'm not really sure what they're going to do. I think they're facing an enormous challenge to fill the shoes of Rush Limbaugh, something that cannot be done.
No, you can't do that.
You know.
No,
but the question comes up all the time. I mean, I was interviewed yesterday by several publications asking, will these people be able to fill the shoes of Rush Limbaugh? And exactly. Has any president of the 45, 46, you know, mm-hmm. 47, no, 45 actually, 46 presidencies,
46, yeah.
The presidencies that followed George Washington, has anybody become the new George Washington? Mm-hmm. The entire history of the United States has been with presidents that did not fill the shoes of George Washington. Does that invalidate the growth of the country? Does that invalidate the American way? Does that invalidate the history? Of course, we had Abraham Lincoln, and some people think, you know, FDR. And, but George Washington, so that's the same thing with Rush Limbaugh. Or has anybody ever replaced the Beatles in rock and roll or Elvis Presley? It's a stupid equivalence. And my basic position, without rambling too much on this, because once I get started and this, I go forever, is that talk radio is enhanced by the fact that it had Rush Limbaugh. It's part of its history. It's part of its color and thus its roots in American tradition. But no, it's going to go forward and there'll be new people, new stars, and there'll always be storytelling and there'll always be news and there'll always be talk shows.
Very, very nicely put. See, you got what you didn't think you were going to get, folks. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, moving ahead in a matter of moments with a different kind of assessment. I have a couple of questions for Michael that I want to, that sort of goes in hand with what we were just talking about. So stand by for that. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Let me help you get a better night's rest. Are you ready for something to change the way you sleep? It depends on whether you've got some MyPillows around your house or not. MyPillow never goes flat. MyPillow, your pillow, your MyPillow. Change up how the personal pronoun affects the pillow. Is it your pillow? Is it my pillow? Well, I have my pillow. You have your my pillow. And with all of the double talk, the bottom line is to give you the best night's rest you've ever had. If you don't have one, you will get them and you'll not wake up with a sore neck. You won't wake up with a headache. You won't feel like you need a nap because you'll get a good night's rest. Isn't that what you want? That's what you want to be refreshed when you wake up in the morning. And that's what these pillows do. As a matter of fact, that's what all the things at MyPillow do for you. Premium MyPillow spots now available, best price you can imagine, for a limited time, probably for next couple of weeks. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. Imagine that. King Pillar is only $5 more. Get that deal along with tons of other deals. You know, when you go to MyPillow.com, see the products in the product catalog. When you're checking out at MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, enter the promo code DJV, and take advantage of all the deep discounts you get with that promo code on all the MyPillow products, the sheets, the pillows, the slippers, you name it, they've got it for a better night's rest. Check it all out. Buy with confidence using my promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it on. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands, plus a 15% off coupon through Memorial Day. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love. We're talking Bose, Works, iRobot, and more, all at up to 50% savings. And now through Memorial Day, get an extra 15% off coupon to save even more with Certified Refurbished. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $17.99. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
All right, it's 19 after the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. You know, we have a mutual friend who's a good consultant named Holland Cook, who monthly puts out a newsletter that goes to his clients. And he posed a question, Michael, which I thought was really apt to ask you. As we talk about the future of talk radio since Limbaugh's gone and all that stuff, his question that he put to readers was, is your station an argument or an assessment? I thought that was... Yeah, it really gets you to think, okay, what are you presenting on the air? Do you want to argue about stuff all the time? Do you want to assess what's going on and then give people, is it your job to, what is your job? Maybe that's the best question. You're a talk radio host and people come to you all the time and say, okay, what about this? What's your job? We'll get to that in a moment here, 21 after the hour.
Come.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here together on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And my mind is set on this question, which I really, people ask me once in a while. I haven't had this question for a while. What is your job? What do you really do as a talk host? And I think what's going on in the business now begs the answer to the question, what is the job of a talk radio person, personality, host, whatever it is you want to, however you want to label yourself. So this is for talk radio hosts, and this is for talk radio listeners. Michael?
Well, I think that it's the black belt form of broadcasting, doing radio talk.
That's pretty interesting.
And yeah. And they have mixed martial arts, you know. Some people are taekwondo, some people are karate, some people are jujitsu. You know, and then you mix it all up. And that's what, you know, Bruce Lee came along, and at first they criticized him because he broke all the rules. But then he actually combined all of the different disciplines. So I don't think that you could say that being a talk show host or a radio talk show host is, there's a job and this is what you're supposed to do any more than you could tell, you know, somebody in mixed martial arts, you should only do this kind of karate or only mix it up. Be an assessor, be an arguer, be a reporter, be an informer, be a provocateur, be a moderator, a facilitator. All of these are part of the job, and you could be funny or you could be serious or you could be both. You could be a satirist. I think the beauty of being a talk radio host, and I go back to the term black belt, because I remember when I was a DJ, I longed for the day that I wouldn't be restrained by the format of the radio station, but rather be in a broader, more diverse format, draws upon different aspects of my personality and my knowledge and what I bring to the table. So I don't want to see a day when a trade publication or someone like me or some broadcasting executive says, this is the job of a talk show host, and that's where you should be. I love the unpredictability of it and the diversity of it.
Well, okay. So then to part B of this, there's a host that I happen to know and like very much who's on what my assessment of this radio station is that it's the best talk station in the country. That's just my assessment. KFI in Los Angeles has very unique hosts. It's been a very interesting radio station to listen to for a long, long time, as have been basically all the L.A. There's some talk in L.A. that I was on one of the stations there for 3.5 years. I mean, I've been on all the stations except for one with my syndicated program, but I did a local show on KVC for 3.5 years, and I found it so stimulating. I once said to the boss there, you didn't have to pay me. I had to come on for nothing.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, well, sort of tongue-in-cheek. Anyway,
right.
So one of the hosts, a guy that I think is fabulous, Tim Conway Jr., who is, Tim Conway, the comedian and actor's son, been on the radio there for a long time. So he did something that was sort of tongue-in-cheekish, and I listened to it. I think it was taken completely out of context, but the guy got booted from the station for a week because he did something that I don't get it. Frankly, what am I missing? I'm a guy who's been on the radio.
You're not sharing with the listeners what he did.
Well, he did a skit with sort of an Asian American tint to it, if that's what you want to.
Well, he played the role of a Japanese person, and he did the stereotypical Japanese accent.
Yeah.
What he did wrong was being insensitive to the fact that that's a hot button issue right now, Asian American crime.
But is there anything that's not a hot button issue? I mean, at some point.
So there's two ways to look at it. Should it be a hot button issue? That's one point. But in the industry, the fact is perhaps he should have known better not to do that now if he wanted to avoid the likelihood that he'd be suspended.
I just think that it's so if you want to have a good talk radio program, it's got to be somewhat spontaneous. And that this was a spontaneous gig that this. I don't know. I must be.
I'm not saying you're wrong. Saying you're wrong. You asked a question.
I did.
Trying to give you I'm trying to give you an industrial answer.
Yeah, thank you.
You know,
all right.
And it
begs the question. We can talk more about it on the other side of the half hour.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Republicans have blocked an effort to vote on a bipartisan commission to look at the January 6th deadly attack at the Capitol. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's not over.
The events of January 6th will be investigated, and that as Majority Leader, I reserve the right to force the Senate to vote on the bill again at the appropriate time.
9 Republicans didn't vote, along with 2 Democrats. The tally was 54-35, but Democrats needed 60 votes to break a filibuster. The attack was the worst at the Capitol since the British attack during the War of 1812. A mob of former President Trump supporters tried to stop the certification of Joe Biden's electoral win. 4 of the rioters died, including a woman who was trampled to death. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick collapsed and died on January 7th. This is USA Radio News. An Iowa jury found Mexican national Christian Rivera guilty of first-degree murder in the 2018 slaying of a college student, Molly Tibbetts. The jury delivered its verdict after less than 8 hours of deliberations. Tibbetts, 20, disappeared while running near her home in Brooklyn, Iowa. Investigators found the University of Iowa student's body more than a month later in a cornfield. An autopsy determined she died from multiple sharp force injuries. Prosecutors said Rivera led police to Tibbetts' body, but said two masked armed men forced him to drive them and Tibbetts to the rural area where they killed her. Investigators found Tibbetts' blood in the trunk of his car. Prosecutors said Rivera killed Tibbetts because she rejected his romantic advances. Defense attorneys instead suggested that Tibbetts' boyfriend, Dalton Jack, was really to blame for her murder. Rivera faces life in prison without the possibility of parole at his July 15th sentence hearing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Four after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This program airs on hundreds of radio stations every week around the country and around the world at djvshow.com. So there's an impact. Michael Harrison, because of his publication, has an impact. The talk radio business has an impact. And so we're talking about being careful and whether or not it eliminates the fun, talking about Tim Conway Jr. at KFI being suspended because he did something using a Japanese accent. So, is there no fun to be had, or do we need to redefine fun?
I think the question is irrelevant. I think there's a lot of fun to be had. I'm not knocking your premise. I'm answering it. I think your question is valid. But I have my own thoughts about this. And I think that in any field where you have to be spontaneous and you have to be provocative, as in stand-up comedy, as in radio talk show hosting, things of that nature, I think the existence of restrictions and restraints and danger adds to the challenge of talent and to the excitement. Case in point, I think that Howard Stern was much more effective when he was operating on terrestrial radio subject to FCC laws and regulations, that he was pushing the envelope and occasionally got fined.
Yeah.
And he would go on the
tightrope. His boss loved paying the fine.
Right. And they like paying the fine because it was worth it was the cost of doing business, but still it was a fine. When he went to the unregulated, although everything has regulations, even unregulated media, there are limits. But when he went to Sirius XM satellite radio, where he didn't have FCC control and he was able to be even dirtier, you know, words could be used.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I thought he lost his edge because it was seeing him up against the restraints.
So
The restraints of the society and the subtlety and the between the lines and the pushing it a little micro inch every day, I find that to be more entertaining than just some guy coming on and blah, 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 blah. So I don't know. I think that with the changing times, there are different things that press that button a little bit. And right now we're at a time, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I understand why it exists. We're at a time when people are more sensitive to racial stereotypes, to making fun.
But are they really? I mean, think, the talk radio hosts are held to a different standard, it seems to me, because so much of our medium is political talk, and the politicians, the likes of this guy Gates and Miss Green, I mean, these people are bumbling idiots, and they say anything, and they get credit for it, and a lot of this stuff is a lot more outrageous than anybody doing a talk radio program, even if they're repeating the words. So how come it's okay for them to do it, but it's not okay for us to do it?
That's the old double standard. That's the old that's the old problem, that it's very difficult to have justice when it comes to these subjective determinations. And that's when it becomes political, and that's when there's a bunch of hypocrisy attached to it. You bring up very good questions. I could never take it on myself to be the final word on how to do this or not to do it. I could rather explain the syndrome that we deal with, because there is no final word. There is no objective truth as to what is offensive and what isn't, what is dirty and what isn't. These things change.
So that's good. You answer the question then, which begs, it's crying for an answer. There is no answer, because people are so damned inconsistent with how they look at this stuff. Look at some of the black leaders and some of the outrageous things that they've said, or, you know, some of the things that have come from people who don't like Jews. I mean, but if you, heaven help you, if you mention something like this, even as a reporter on a radio program, versus the people who say it and get away with it. I just think...
Well, a lot about what you say and get away with in the media today has to do with how valuable you are to the people running the platform.
Okay, maybe.
Which we go back to the Howard Stern thing.
Yeah.
Howard Stern broke the law. They paid thousands of dollars in fines because they made more money because of him than they had to pay. Cost of doing business. Others who maybe weren't getting the ratings, weren't generating the revenue of Howard Stern, they would do something the same or not even as egregious, and they'd be fired because it gave management a chance to get rid of them. It's the three stages, you know, of you know, and this was during an era when the companies told talk show hosts, be as outrageous as possible, which was like the old Mission Impossible.
But is it stages. Just because of whatever the flavor of the day is? Stephen Colbert parodied Governor Kemp of Georgia, and was very unflattering. It was outrageously nasty, which is what Colbert really is, his stock and trade. But yet, who calls him on the carpet? Why isn't he being held responsible? Why wasn't he suspended from doing late night?
Well, because did he make fun of a Japanese accent when making fun of?
Why is that the only thing that matters? Or is
it? I mean, there's a huge difference between doing a joke making fun of an accent of a people that are currently in the spotlight.
Why?
Well, because it has to do with the changing mood of the public and the times. That's what this is all about. Otherwise, we would be living in a static,
timeless society. Is it the mood of the public,
society,
or is it the mood of people who are trying to control thought, who may not necessarily represent the average person, i.e., New York Times, Washington Post? Huh?
There's a relationship between those who are trying to control thought and the mood of the public. Those are very,
which
very connected.
Sets what? Is the public setting the agenda, or are the people who are influencing the public
when you get up in the morning and you shave in the mirror, is the mirror influencing how you treat your face, or is your face influencing what goes on in the mirror? I mean, the relationship between the mirror and the subject is the relationship between the media and the times. The one of the holy grails of programming is to understand the public mood and to be in harmony with it in such a way as to be provocative and to stand out and be entertaining and be informative and be important. It's like a parade. You want to look like you're the leader of a parade, figure out where it's going, and then stand in front of it and spin your baton. But if you don't know that it's going to turn to the right or turn to the left the next time you get to a cross streets, and you're just marching along, you're going to suddenly be standing alone, and the parade is going to be in a different direction. The relationship between leadership and followership is a very abstract, subtle, complex complex set of circumstances. And that's where the action lies, but you cannot simplify it. You cannot simplify it other than to understand that leaders and followers play off each other. They're part of the same evolving system. And that's the end of the show.
I'm sorry.
Did I say something? Did I say something? I'm just thinking about it.
No.
You're in talk radio. You have no time to think.
Yes,
that's the problem. Remember when we were jocks, we were told no dead air, and there was a red light in the studio. If there was ever a nanosecond of dead air, the red light went on, and somebody would call you from the office. Why is there dead air? I think we need more quote-unquote dead air for people to think about what it is that we're saying. And I was just thinking about what you said. It didn't require a retort from me. It just needed to sit there for a moment. And I don't
I'm in a certain way flattered that I left you silent.
Yeah.
But I
not many people do. As you know. But I love this. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. And you and I have been friends for a long time. You've been doing what you're doing for a long time. But we've done, beside this, we've done other things on radio, and it makes it a longer time that we've been on the air. We've seen so much change. Yeah. And change normally is good. Normally it's not easily accepted, but it's healthy. And I think that there's a certain amount of sameness because of the fear of the people who run the business not wanting to make a change that would cost them their jobs. And so we get rid of
Tim. Can you blame them? Can you?
Well, maybe. But we're from an era where that didn't make any difference because we could.
No, it always did. I never
you
wanted
think
to
so?
Lose my job. I never wanted
well,
to
I don't
lose my
job.
Job
but, yeah.
I mean, and when you have a job, that one of the jobs of having a job is to keep the job.
As long as you like the job.
I mean, some people are fired everywhere they go because they push the envelope, but you have to face the consequences. Others are fired everywhere they go because they're jerks and they're hard to get along with.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of times people are fired from media positions when others are not. It has nothing even to do with revenue. It has to do with how nice they are. You know, I once had a famous talk show host say to me, "How come they let me go? My ratings are good. I'm famous. Why'd they fire me?" I said,
You're a jerk.
You're a jerk. They don't like you. They don't like me. Everybody at the station loves me, he said. I said, no. Everybody at the station hates you.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
And he never talked to me again. But I told him the truth.
All right. And the truth is, I must pause here for a moment in the action. Michael Harrison with his thoughts and your thoughts, thinking it through. You're welcome to comment anytime at our social media, at DJV Show Twitter and Instagram. Here's something that people like to talk about. And that's the help they're getting. If you're looking better these days because you've been on a diet and you want to continue to look good, you want to continue to feel good, you want to continue to be good, then you got to keep that weight off. And that's the secret behind the formula, the all-natural formula at Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. As you go through the weekend, this program is heard all around the country around the weekend. Think about what you're doing, what you're going to eat on Memorial Day. Are you going to stuff yourself with all kinds of things that are bad for you and that going to raise, what, the 3 or 4 pounds you lost, going to come right back again? Well, you'd be well served to go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calotren, and see what you can do using their product to lose the weight and keep it off. Very important information is there. And when you check out, you decide, yep, I'm going to do this. When you check out, use the DJV code. You have to pay for shipping, and you also get a 3-month supply free. That's part of the deal. It's a fabulous deal, and the more time you spend thinking about how fabulous you want to look, you're going to look into this. Find the success stories and all about Calotren, how it works, how it's good for you, at toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV. On the people list this week from Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week they come up with a list of the most important stories, and people on that list are usually connected to the stories. And number 10 is the premier of China. The China relationship is certainly big this week as that continues. At number 9, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, Cyrus Vance Jr. is number 8, George Floyd number 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6. Mitch McConnell at 5. Donald Trump at 4. Rochelle Walensky, a lot of testifying this week, number 3. Fauci and Rand Paul sort of tied together in the same story, number 2 this week. And Joe Biden is at the number 1 slot, in the number 1 position, as might be expected. So that is the complete list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online, or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Storylines and story lists, charts for the week of May 24th to the 28th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Here's what the list sounds like. Number 10, immigration problems on the border. Number 9, the economy. Number 8, situational weather inputs, going from 90 degrees to 50 degrees in the neck of the woods where I am. That's the mass shootings in San Jose. And gun-related stories, number 7. Our relationship with China is number 6. Let's see here. Claims of election fraud. Good God, can we get beyond that? That's number 5. The investigation of Trump is 4. Race relations and police reform, kind of together like love and marriage, not. Number 3. The January 6th commission is number 2. And the COVID with the origins, whether the Chinese put it out there purposely or not. That's it. Number 1 on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Hi, Michael. What's on the MH interview this week? Who's there?
fabulous interview with Dottie Herman, one of the biggest moguls in the real estate business. She also does a talk radio show. It's a fascinating conversation at mhinterview.com.
10 before the hour.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Steve has lots of expertise. I've got a lot of hot air. He's got a lot of knowledge, and we make a great we make a great team. All right. So, yes, we do. All right. Let's talk about number two this week, the January 6th Commission. Really and truly, the legality, I guess it needs to be looked into, but it seems like so many other things, awash in politics. So what's the point? I guess is the
question. Yeah, you know, here my initial response, Doug, was very, very disappointed with, it seems, the power within the Republican Party to fail to participate in having a congressional investigation. I mean, it really is critically important to know what happened, why it happened. And interestingly enough, some of these politicians who have kind of changed the facts, and you know, as a famous senator once said, you have the right to your own opinion, you don't have your right to your own facts. And it's very disturbing. That being said, the Justice Department is investigating this, so it isn't that it's not going to go uninvestigated, but the obstructionist politics that is going on, and in this instance by the Republican leadership, is very distressing and just another indication of the polarity in the country.
Yep, lots of that for sure. All right, and you know, I'm looking at the list this week. We look at it every week. It seems the lists are very similar from week to week. We've got this, the ridiculous focus, and I don't say it because of the topicality of it, but the fact that we have people on the radio who are getting fired or thrown off because they say the same sort of thing that politicians do. I mean, if you're going to take, I guess because there are no bosses, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and this guy gets the best, the most recent examples, and I'm sure the Democrats have, they do, as a matter of fact.
They have their share as well.
They have the what do they call it, the squad. How these people get elected and who they're serving, you know, you wonder sometimes if there aren't people who are in these districts that look at these folks and say, we better get rid of these people. How do you get rid of somebody that's only in a 2-year term other than get them out when they're up for re-election?
You really can't. And, you know, at least some of them are congresspeople, which means, like you say, they are up for election every couple of years. But, you know, a couple of distressing elements of this are with Marjorie Taylor Greene is just, and Getz as well. I mean, just so
vapid.
They're absurd, but they're getting elected. Another thing that keeps coming back into my mind is the money for them. Where does it come from? And this was that case of Citizens United years ago, where suddenly corporations and the money that could be paid by various power brokers to these candidates who then are going to own them. Because, for quite frankly, we've had a system in recent years that has accentuated the power going to the wealthy elite, their taxes going down, the middle class bearing more and more responsibility. And you got to wonder if the manner of funding our politicians has become so poisoned and their ability to influence the masses through the media. So,
these people, the comment that she shared, the conspiracy theory that a Jewish family used a space laser to start the... it's laughable and entertaining if it wasn't, that she comes across as thinking that's believable.
Yeah, and people agree with her. I've got a lawyer friend of mine who says, you're not going to shoot me down with one of those Jewish lasers, are you? And I tell him that, you better be good or else. It is absurd right now that so many of these conspiracy theories are accepted and that we allow people in power to do these and make things even worse. It's very disheartening.
Well, the other side of it is some of the conspiracy theories work because they're true. Maybe that's because this comes from my mind and heart, the whole Chinese thing in Wuhan and how the World Health Organization has completely buried this and whether Fauci's in it up to his Mickey, all of those things.
I don't think you're going to find Fauci as being responsible, but in fact, Fauci and Biden now are taking the position, and it's a reasonable one, like you're saying. Let's really look into this as far as how the virus came. And of course, China's response is, well, we want to look at the American labs. Well, look at the American labs, too.
Yeah, it's full of baloney. Give me a break. All right, thanks, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor at Bentley University, here with his comments, legal input on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.